It is such a delight to be with you today.
非常高兴今天早上能和大家一起敬拜。
And it's a delight to not bring greetings from my wife, but in fact to bring her with me today. So,
今天不是说替我太太向大家问好，而是 Beth 跟我
今天
一起在这里。
I'm glad that she's joining us. When I was a college student in Iowa, every day we went to, Monday through Friday, we went to chapel.
当我在爱荷华上大学的时候，我每天周一到周五每天都会去一个 小教堂里。
I don't know how much you know about Iowa, but in the winter it's really cold and icy and snowy.
你们可能不知道，爱荷华的冬天是非常冷，而且经常下大雪。
And chapel was at 7:30. Our church service was at 7:30 every day.
在这个小教堂里面的每一天呢，都是七点半开始敬拜。
And we had to walk from our dormitory to the chapel over the ice and snow.
每天从宿舍走到教堂的这个路上都是又有雪又有冰。
And every day we got to chapel, our dean would stand up and say these words.
每天我们在去教堂的这个路上，我们的这个院长就会站在旁边说这样一段话。
This is the day of the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
I wasn't always very glad when I arrived at chapel.
我有的时候到教堂的时候一点也不高兴欢喜。
But remembering that that was God's day and every day is God's day is a way to cultivate the joy of our relationship with Him.
但我常常记得每一天都是耶和华赏给我们的日子，让我们使我们的里面有这样的喜悦。
But I confess every day doesn't feel joyful.
但我必须要承认不是每一天都很高兴的。
At our age, Bev and I are finding that all of our friends are sick.
在我到我这个年纪每天我和我太太都能听见我们的
朋友病。Or they're fighting some kind of an illness, or when we get together, we all talk about our medications.
我们在一起聚会的时候朋友之间也都在说你最近在吃什么药。
Another thing that we've discovered is that we have family who we love, but some of them aren't following Jesus.
也会交流到说我们家里面有一些人亲戚朋友还没有信主。
And that breaks our heart.
让我们感觉很心痛。
And when we live in our community and our world and we see the evil and the wickedness, our hearts are broken as well.
并且生活在这样的一个邪恶的时代，每一天我都看见在我们的社区，在我们的国家发生的事情，也让我感到非常心痛。
And I talked to Bev about it. I say to her, "What can we do?"
我就跟我太太说，我们能做点什么呢
？What can we say?
我们能说点什么呢
？What does God expect of us?
神对我们的期盼是什么呢
？So this week, while I was thinking about my message, God gave me this.Message through an object lesson.
当我在思想这些问题的时候，神在这一周就特别给我一个题目。
I was out working in my shed, and I saw this backpack.
我在我这个小木屋里工作的时候，我就找到我这个书包。
Now, this backpack just hangs on a nail in my shed. I never use it anymore because we don't hike.
我因为我不再常常去爬山了，所以这个包一直挂在我这个小木屋的墙上。
But in my mind, God reminded me why I got this backpack.
但是神提醒我当初为什么买了这个背包。
And I've told you a little bit of the story, but I'll remind you again a little bit this morning.
我就想跟大家一起来分享也回忆这个过程。
Almost 15 years ago, Bev and I watched the tragedy of Haiti's earthquake, which killed 250,000 people, unfold before our eyes.
在很多年前，我和我太太一起见证，那个时候海地有一场大地震，夺去了很多人的生命。
And while I was watching, God said to me, "Go to Haiti."
当我在看电视上的新闻的时候，我就听见神跟我说，你要去到海地去。
I was already 60 years old.
我那个时候已经60岁了。
And I was already pastoring a pretty good-sized church.
我在当时一个规模还比较大的教会做牧师。
And I didn't want to go to Haiti.
我一点也不想去海地。
But I decided to go with two other friends of mine.
但我最终还是决定找到我另外两个朋友我们一起去。
I don't know if Bev remembers. All that I took my first trip was my backpack.
我第一次去的时候就带了这样一个包。
For 5 days.
5天。
So it was loaded with clothes and some, I think, some snacks that I knew that I could eat when I was there, but it was full and heavy.
我这个包装得很满，除了装一些日用的衣服，还有装了一些零食，我在那里可以吃的。
But when I arrived in Haiti and I saw the country, I realized that I had really brought nothing with me that could help them.
当我去到达那里的时候，我看见这个国家在那样的一个需要里面，才意识到我自己一点也没用。
The need was so great, I kept saying to Gilbert, my friend, what possibly could I do?
我就看到那么大的需要的时候，我一直在问我跟我一起去的朋友，我们能在这儿有什么用呢？
And maybe you remember the rest of the story.
也许你记得我以前跟大家分享过这个故事。
He said, I have 4 churches and 10 pastors. I need somebody to come and teach them about Jesus and train them.
他说我们有4个教会，10个牧师，我们必须要组织大家一起来装备这些在那里的人。
And that's what I did.
这就是我后来的故事。
I obeyed God.
我顺服神。
Feeling I really didn't have much to offer, but I knew that God had called me to do this.
虽然我当时觉得我什么也没有，帮不上什么忙，但是我知道神呼召了我，为了要做这件事。
And I think it was the turning point of my life.
我觉得那个是我生命的一个转折点。
Because I found out that God could use me even in a country where I couldn't speak the language.
我发现说即使在那里我连当地的语言都不会讲，神依然可以在那里使用我。
So I'm just wondering this morning, if you're one of those who are saying as you look around, what can I do?
如果你也有这样的感受，再看看身边发生的事情，再想说我能做点什么来帮助他。
What possibly could I offer to God?
我有什么可以为主献上的。
And I think the scripture passage that we're looking at today will help you understand, and we're going to look and understand how you can answer that question.
我想我们今天来查考的这段经文可以帮助我们回答这个问题。
So let's read it, shall we? Let's turn to Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
这段经文在《使徒行传》第三章一到十节。You want me to read?
Yes.
使徒行传三章一到十节，伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。他看见彼得、约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说：“你看我们。”那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说：“金银我都没有。”只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神，认得他是那素常坐在殿的美门口求周济的，就因他所遇着的事满心稀奇惊讶。
So I want to just think about this story. So kind of keep your Bibles open and look at the verses.
我盼望若是你有圣经，就打开到这一段来，我们一起来查考这一段。
So Peter and John are going to church to pray.
彼得和约翰要去圣殿里面祷告。
They're going to the temple to pray.
他们去圣殿里。
They're not going to sacrifice, which is why most people go to the temple.
大部分人去到圣殿里的时候，目的是为了去献祭。
And even though they are no longer making sacrifices because Jesus is the sacrifice for their sins, they still go to church to pray.
所以即使现在我们不需要再献祭了，因为耶稣基督已经一次永远替我们献上，但他们仍然去到圣殿里面去祷告。
It's interesting that it says that they go at the ninth hour.
这边讲说在申初的时候 在大概九点钟的时候
which is the same hour the gospel writers record that Jesus died at the ninth hour 3 o'clock in the afternoon
说申初的时候其实下午三点也是基督在十字架上咽气的时候也是下午三点的时候
they're going because they recognize the need for prayer and healing in their lives and for their countrymen
他们之所以在这个时候去祷告，是因为他们看见了他们自己和他们同胞的需要，需要被医治。
And when they arrive at the temple, a man who had not walked has been carried there to a very special gate called the Beautiful Gate, and every day he would go, every day waiting to receive money to help him.
他们去到那里的时候，经过美门就有一个瘸子，每天都有人抬着他到那里去要钱。
The Beautiful Gate is called that because it was 75 feet tall. Think of that, at the height of six houses, and it was made out of Corinthian bronze, the temple posts that were there.
这个美门之所以有这个名字，是因为它特别高，大概有75尺，大概有六层楼那么高，然后是用哥林多的铜上好的材料做的。
And often the wealthy people would come through that gate because it was so majestic to see.
一般富人都喜欢从那里经过，因为这个门特别的豪华。
And that's why the lame man knew it was a place to go because there would be rich people who had lots of money who maybe would help him out.
这也是为什么这个瘸子每天都在那里要钱乞讨。
But a lot of times he lay there and nobody noticed him.
但很多的时候他都是在那边躺着，但没有人注意到他。
And if you read this verse in the Greek, it says that when Peter and John came by to the temple, he shouted out to them that he needed money.
在希腊文里面讲到彼得约翰要进圣殿的时候，这个人就朝他们大喊大叫，为了要一点钱。
And I love this little piece here. So Peter and John are on their way to church, maybe in a hurry to pray, but they stop and they look at the lame man.
我很喜欢在我脑海中想象这幅画面，彼得约翰很心情着急的要进到圣殿里面去祷告，但是被这个瘸子拦住了他们的去路。
And it says he fixed his attention on them, expecting them to give him something, money.
这个人就留意的看着他们，指望得着他们给他施舍一点钱。
But Peter said, we don't have any money.
彼得说，金银我都没有。
But what we have,We want to share with you, to give to you.
但我们所有的，我愿意拿来给你。
And they said to him, In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
他说，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。
So they put their hand up onto him, and imagine how weak he was from not walking for so many years.
所以他们就拉着他的手，你想象这个人已经几十年没有走路了，他的肌肉骨骼都已经非常的虚弱。
Can you see it? Him kind of just generally standing up and them lifting him up by the hand.
你可不可以想象当彼得伸手去扶他的时候，这个人可能就是颤颤巍巍的慢慢的这样站起来。
And as he stood up, strength came up to his legs.
当他这样站被扶着站起来的时候，力量就回到他的这个。
And his feet and ankles were made strong.
他的脚和脚踝就有健壮了。
And it says he leaped up, he jumped up.
就讲说他能跳起来。
He could feel the miracle that was happening to his legs.
他能感受到有一个神迹正在他的身体里面。
And as Peter and John left him to go into church, he grabbed a hold of them, and it says, leaping, walking, and praising the Lord.He went into the temple.
然后讲到他就和彼得和约翰一起进了殿，边走边跳边赞美神。
And everybody who saw him was amazed.
每一个看见的人都觉得满心稀奇。
They knew who he was, the one that they had seen sitting there so many days.
他们看出来这个人就是在殿门口躺着乞讨的那个瘸子。
And they rejoiced at what had happened to him.
他们就跟着他一起欢呼雀跃。
Now one more little thing about the story, a little footnote.
这里还有一个注脚。
The people were so excited about what had happened, they wanted to worship Peter and John.
这些众人都看见这个神迹，他们就想要，就觉得彼得约翰是，他们要敬拜彼得和约翰。
But Peter and John said, this is not something that we did. This is what was wrought and accomplished by the power of God within us.
但彼得约翰就对这些百姓说，不是我们自己的能力让这个人行走，而是神医治了他。
So they turned the praise away from themselves and offered it to God instead.
所以这些人想要敬拜他们，他们就引导这些人去敬拜医治这个瘸子的神。
How many of you like that story? Isn't that just a great story?
这是不是一个特别好的故事？
Can you imagine seeing this man leaping and walking and lifting his arms in praise to the Lord?
你可以想象本来一个瘫在那里的瘸子，他现在又走又跳，又赞美神。
All because Peter and John on that special day gave to him what they had in Christ to meet his need.
这都是因着彼得和约翰看见了他的需要，并且跟他分享了彼得、约翰自己所有的，就是耶稣基督的福音。
So I want to talk about a few truths that come from this gospel story.
所以我想跟大家分享几点真理。
First of all, people go to church to pray.
第一点，人们去教会是为了要祷告。
When Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple, he said, "This is a house of prayer, not a marketplace."
当耶稣洁净圣殿，赶出那些兑换银钱的人的时候。耶稣说这个殿是我父的殿，是要称为祷告的殿。
There's a very large church in Chino Hills, California.
在 Chino Hills, 加州的 Chino Hills 有一个很大的教会。
It's called Calvary Chapel, and the pastor is Jack Hibbs.
他的牧师是 Jack Hibbs, 他叫 Calvary Chapel.
About 15,000 people come to his services on Sunday morning.
每周日大概有15,000人去参加他们的主日敬拜。
And a couple weeks ago, he began announcing in church that on Sunday, the 6th of October, or the 13th of October, we're not going to have music or worship, we're just going to have a service of prayer.
他就几周前他就有一个宣布说10月13号那早上我们不会用像平常用音乐敬拜神，而是我们就一起来祷告。
And he said, I know a lot of you will probably stay home and not come, but we're going to honor church as a place of prayer.
他说也许你们很多人听见就会待在家里就不来了，但是我们会要荣耀神，让使这成为祷告的殿。
Thousands of people came to church on that Sunday, and many more thousand watched that service as it was broadcast on YouTube.
有上千人来到神的殿中一起祷告，还有好几千人一起在线上观看直播。
He prayed a sermon and preached a sermon for our country and its deep needs.
牧师分享了一篇信息关于我们国家在很深的对神的需要里面。
People wept and cried out to the Lord together in that service of prayer.
大家就一起痛哭向神祈求恩典和怜悯。
And it reminded me that God's house is still today a place of prayer, is it not?
就让我看到说神的殿、神的家、神的教会今天仍然是一个祷告的殿。
Not only do people go to church to pray, but people in need often look to the church as a place for help.
不仅神的家是祷告的殿，并且很多的时候有需要的人来到神的家里面寻求帮助。
The Bible says it's not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick who need a physician.
耶稣说，没有病的人不需要医生，而是那些有病了的人才需要医治。
And every one of us are sick in our sins and our separation from God until we come to Christ.
我每一个人都是病人，因为使我们病得要死的这个就是我们的罪。
And the message of the gospel that is proclaimed in a church that honors God provides for us a place of hope and peace in our relationship with Christ.
那基督的福音就是向人分享这样的平安和盼望，因着基督所带来的救赎。
Here's another truth. People don't always seek the help they really need most.
还有一个真理就是说，人们最需要帮助的人，他可能往往他没有在求助。
What did this man ask for?
这个瘸子他在向人要的是什么
？Money.
钱。
What did he really need?
他其实他需要什么呢
？He needed to walk, right? His real need was to walk.
需要被医治。
So sometimes people, when they're seeking God's answer for their lives, are seeking for the wrong thing, not the healing that God intends for them.
所以很多时候我们向神求的、要的这个东西不是我们最需要的。
The Bible tells the story about the man at the pool of Bethesda.
圣经里面也有故事，有一个摊子在博士大池旁边。
And there was a belief that every once in a while an angel would come by and touch the water, and the first person who got into the water would be healed.
当时有一个传说说天使会下来搅动这个池水，第一个下去的人就可以被医治。
This man had been doing that for 38 years.
这个摊子在那边等了38年。
And on this particular day, Jesus passed by.
在有一天耶稣经过那个地方。
And Jesus said, why are you here?
耶稣就问他，你为什么在这里？
He said, I'm waiting for the water to be touched, and I just never make it in. I'm never the first one in.
他就说我在这儿38年一直等，但是总有人抢先在我前面。
Do you remember what Jesus said to him?
记不记得耶稣跟他说什么？
Do you really want to get well?
你想要被医治吗？
Do you really want to be whole physically and spiritually? That was inside in what Jesus said.
你的全人，你的内心都渴望被医治吗？
And on that day, God touched and healed him because he asked for the thing that he most needed.
在那一天，神触摸到他，因为他说：“我想要痊愈。”
So how does that relate to us?
这个怎么样跟我们产生实际的联系呢？
I'm going to share four things real quickly with you. One that is not on our list, but I'll tell it to you very slowly.
我要跟大家分享四点。
The first is this, the more clearly we see the love of Jesus, the more compassion we have with others.
我们越能够看清楚耶稣，我们就越能够对身边的人有怜悯。
The disciples recognized that Christ had changed and revolutionized their lives.
门徒意识到说耶稣已经彻底的改变了，转化了他们的生命。
That he had died and risen from the dead and ascended to heaven.
耶稣为我们死了，复活了，坐在天父的右边。
And that his power had come upon them as he had promised.
耶稣复活的大能，就像他所应许的那样，已经在我们的身上。
And as they're going to the temple to pray, they are going because they are honoring God.
他们之所以在这个时候进到圣殿里，就是因为他们要荣耀神。
But that understanding of who Christ was sharpened their understanding and care for the people around them who did not know him.
对基督清晰的认识，认识他的大能，帮助到他们看到这个瘸子的时候，就意识到这个瘸子的需要。
It's my belief the more that I love Jesus, the more I will love others.
我相信当我越来越爱耶稣基督的时候，我才能够爱我身边的人。
And the more I love others, the more I want to share and give to them what God has entrusted to me.
我越对身边的人有这样的爱和怜悯，我才能够越想要跟他们分享耶稣的福音。
Here's a second truth.
第二点。
We can't give what we don't have.
如果我们自己没有的东西，是没有办法分享给别人的。
So they really just didn't have any money.
所以彼得和约翰真的就没钱。
They weren't disciples getting a salary because they were following Christ.
他们做基督的门徒，所以他们没有工作，也没有收入。
So what he asked for, they could not give to him.
所以这个瘸子要一点周济的钱的时候，他就告诉他们说我们没有钱。
The third truth is the opposite of that. We can only share what God has given to us.
第三点就是跟第二点相反，我们只能分享神所赐给我们的。
What has God given to us? I want you to think about that for a moment. What has God given to us?
神给了你，给了我什么呢？我想让大家思考这个，神给了你什么？
And I want to answer that question by giving you a very important verse to remember. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我想答案在哥林多后书chapter 4
yes
哥林多后书第四章which verse
7
第七节
and here it is we now this who is we
我们
all of us right we have this treasure in earthen vessels
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里
In order that the power of God may be seen in us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。
So what do we have?
所以我们有什么呢?
The very power of God in us.
神的大能在我们里面。
Paul, when he writes about it to the church at Ephesus, says this.
当保罗给以弗所书的以弗所的教会写下的信中这样说
The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead abides within you through the Holy Spirit.
使耶稣基督从死里复活的那个大能就是圣灵住在我们的里面。
So do you ever think of this? I have power that God has placed on deposit in my life.
你有没有这样看过自己的内心，知道说有神的大能，圣灵内住在我们的里面。
But I feel so weak, you say.
但是你说为什么我感觉我自己这么软弱
？What does God say? My strength and my power is made perfect in your weakness.
但是神的话说，我的神的能力在我们的软弱上显得完全。
So the power of God through the Holy Spirit.Abides within every one of us who name the name of Christ.
神的大能借着圣灵住在我们每一个相信耶稣基督之名的人的心里。
And we have to always remember that what we have to offer is not anything that we can produce on our own.
所以我们要记住说，我们能给出来的东西并不是出于我们自己。
But it is the fruit of the Spirit and the product of God's working in us.As we give our lives to Him,
而是当我们把自己的生命给了神以后，那神的大能借着圣灵运行在我们里面。
God intends for us to be instruments of helping healing by directing other people to the source of help and hope, Jesus Christ Himself.
神在我们每一个人身上的心意是盼望我们成为器皿。被他所使用，把这个有需要的人指向盼望和医治的源头，就是主耶稣。
So 1 Peter 4:10 says it this way.
彼得前书四章十节这样讲。
Each of us has been given a gift.
我们每一个人，神都给了我们
to minister to and to help one another.
恩赐，让我们能够彼此服侍。
Now, who does each of us include?
我们每一个人，你我是不是都包括在这里面
？Every one of us.
每一个人。
So I want you to do this, if you will. You might not be comfortable with this, but I want you to do this. Okay, you ready? I want you to turn to someone and say, "I have been given a gift to use for God."
我想让你对你身边的人这样讲。
Find someone to say that to.
神给我这样一个恩赐。
I've been given a gift to use for God.
I've been given a gift to use for God.
是被神所赐，被神所用。
Do you believe that?
你们相信吗
？Nod your head. Say yes. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
是不是很美好
？Yes, and that's a gift from God, the gift of His power that is in us, and He's given it us.So that we can serve and minister to one another.
从神上来的恩赐和恩典和能力是为了让我们彼此服侍。
I want to finally talk in closing a little bit. So, what kind of a blessing we receive when we do this? I want to talk about that today.
我想紧接着跟大家分享，当我们这样做的时候，我们在接受从神上来怎样的祝福呢
？It's my belief that the Bible teaches that God.Blesses us not just for our good, but so that we can be a blessing to others.
神不仅是祝福我们，就是要为了祝福我们，而是要使我们成为更多人的祝福。
So, how many of you feel blessed by God?
有多少在座的认为你是被神所祝福的
？Yeah, there's a song we used to sing, "Count your blessings, name them one by one."
诗篇里面讲说，神给我们的祝福都要一样一样的来数算。
And if you don't feel blessed this morning, I want you to go home and look up that song and sing those words.
若是你今天早上觉得神没有祝福我，我就想让你回家以后，你去找到这个诗篇来唱这个数算神的恩典。
There's this wonderful passage of scripture. It's a verse in the Bible, chapter 12 of the book of Romans, verse 1.
罗马书十二章一节。
But I want to read the verse just before that in chapter 11.Where it says this, verse 33, Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God.
我想读在他前面的那一章chapter 10?
Yes.
Verse
chapter 12, verse 33.
12, 11?
Chapter 11:33. There you go. I'm sorry.
罗马书十一章第三十三节身在神丰富的智慧和知识。
How wonderful are his judgment and how inscrutable are his ways.
他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
Now, when you get to chapter 12, it starts by saying, therefore.
所以过渡到第十二章的时候，第一节说所以。
So it's sort of like, based upon what we know about how good God has been to us.
基于前面所讲的神是何等的美善，何等的大的祝福给了我们。
In giving us his mercy and grace that we do not deserve.
给了我们所不配得的恩典和怜悯。
Here's what Paul writes, verse 1, chapter 12.
这里所以基于这些在十二章一节这样讲。
I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So I want to look at the who and the why and the what of that verse. Who is this verse for?
所以这一句经文是给谁讲的？
We're going to try to get. I'm making her do double duty because she's pressing the thing too. There we go.What's the who of this verse? Well, there's two who's. God has called us. This is God's call.
神呼召了我们。
And he's telling us, each of us, you and me, what to do.
他也分别告诉你和我每一个人你要做什么。
So when I read this verse, I say, heads up, Dale, God is speaking to you today.
当我看到这个我就说头抬起来这个是神让你做的事情。
And Paul, as a spokesman, is saying, I plead with you that you think about what I'm telling you now.
所以保罗在这里说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
The why is this. The reason I'm talking to you is because God has lavished you with love, goodness, mercy, and grace.
神之所以这样做是因为神他是慈爱的，他向我们倾倒了他的爱。
And the result of that is the what. So then what do I do?
那神既然这样爱了我们，我们是要怎么样侍奉神？
I offer my body, my whole life, as a sacrifice unto God.
是将我的身体，我的生命都献上。
Withholding nothing from him.
我们没有任何的保留。
Even though it may cost me something.
即使献祭会使我们自己付出一些代价。
We were eating dinner with some friends last night, and he pulled out this little pamphlet called My Heart, Christ's Home.
我们昨天晚上跟几个朋友一起吃晚饭，我有一个朋友就跟我分享这个小册子，说这个小册子。
I'm thinking this was probably written about 1950 maybe.
可能是1950年左右写的。
And over the years, I have given many of these little booklets away, but it's been a long time and I had forgotten about it.
我以前经常给别人分享这个发给他们这个但我现在已经都忘记这个小册子。
But I remember it.
他给我就想起来。
He's suggesting that we should compare our heart to a house.
我朋友说我们应该把我们自己的心当作一个房子
with many rooms
一个这个房子里面有很多房间
and some of them are open to God
有一些呢这个房间里面可以放枪
some of them are closed to God
有一些是离神近的
and some of them lock God out
有一些呢就是不许神进去的房间
and his challenge is this
他给我们挑战是这样。
We need to turn the keys of our house over to God so he can unlock every corner and closet of our lives and offer it to him.
我们把自己献给神就相当于把自己家的钥匙交给耶稣每一个房间他都可以进去每一个衣橱都可以进去都可以打开。
In fact, he says we should give him the deed to our house, the title deed to our house.
他说我们应该把我们的房产证都给耶稣，写上他的名字。
This is what it means to offer our life, every part of it, unto Him, withholding nothing from Him.
这就是毫无保留地将生命献给神，当作活祭。
And the Bible says at the end of this first verse in chapter 12 that this is the way that we live for God. This is the way that we worship Him.
这才是我们应当献给神的敬拜。
We can't truly live for Him and worship Him if we haven't given Him the keys to our house.
若是我们没有把自己家的钥匙交给耶稣，我们其实还没有全人的
if we haven't surrendered our heart to Him.
全人的降服。
Yeah. So here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to take this as the last slide for us. I want you to make a personal inventory of your life. Are you listening?
大家在听吗？我想让大家这一周做这样的一件事情，你去建一个inventory, 一个
review, like a review or a
去回顾，去做一个回顾和总结。
And I want to ask you three questions about this. What am I doing with my time for God?
神所给我的时间，我在用这些时间做什么？
I don't want you to feel guilty about this. I think it's a good exercise for us. How much of my time have I given over to God?
我不是说要让大家回顾的时候让你觉得内疚，而是真的让你想一想说神给我们的时间，我们有多少是用来服侍他。
And what about my talent? What about my gifts? What about the abilities? Maybe you make the best cookies in the world, or maybe you're really good at repairing engines, or maybe you're a really gifted teacher. What of my talents and skills am I willing, if I'm not doing it, to be using for God?
还有神给我的恩赐才干，比如修车，或者做饼干，或者是教书。神给我的这些恩赐，我非常擅长、非常享受的事情，有多少我在用来敬拜神
？What about my treasure？
还有我的财宝呢
？What about all that？ I know we're not all rich, right? I'm not rich, right?
我们不是都是富人。
But I am rich because God has blessed me in so many ways.
但是我很富有，因为神给我的祝福是如此的丰富。
What of the treasure of my resources am I using to serve God？
我所从神而来赐给我的资源财富有多少我在用来服侍神敬拜他。
Remember how I started and I asked the question, what can I do?
我们开始今天开始的时候讲我在海地的时候问我能做些什么呢。
What can I give that would make any difference?
我能奉献什么呢。
When I returned to Haiti for my next visit, I didn't take all my clothes in a backpack.But I put them in a suitcase.
我第二次再去海地的时候就没带这个包，而是带了一个大的行李箱。
But I carried with me things that I knew would be a help to my Haitian brothers.
但是我带了一些我知道会帮助到当地的弟兄姐妹的东西。
One was books that were translated into their language so they could study the Bible and learn how to teach better.
我带了一些书是已经翻译成当地的语言这样他们就可以接受装备来教导神的话。
Another one was medicine for a medical clinic so they could help the people around them who were dying of cholera.
第二个是我带了一些药用于当地的这个诊所就可以帮助那些病得几乎要死的人。
Another thing we brought was lots of rice and beans that they could give to those who were living in the far out areas and who didn't have any money.
我又带了很多的米和豆子去帮助当地饥饿的穷困的人。
And we even helped to build a well. I had some water in here, but I can't find it. We even helped to build a well so that the people of a small community would have clean, not dirty water.
我甚至我们去的时候帮助他们在那个小村子里建了挖了一口井，这样大家就有干净的水可以喝。
Now the measure of this is not in the things that I did.
来丈量我的贡献有多大，并不是说我能带多少东西过去。
The most important thing for me, and it makes me very emotional to think about this.
而我在那里所最大发挥最大的功用是这样的
is that I offered myself to God.
是我把自己献给神。
And I said, God, in any way that you can use me.
并且跟主敞开说，你愿意怎么
样？ Even though it could be unpleasant.
来用我，就用你的方法来使用。
Beth can tell you, every time I went to Haiti, I got sick.
即使那个对我意味着来说可能不舒服，因为每次我去海地都会生病。
Most of the times I went to Haiti, I slept on a mattress on a concrete floor.
每次我去都是在地上垫一个床垫睡。
Most of the time I went to Haiti, it was 110 degrees.
每次都是110度。
But you know what? It was worth every minute of it.
但是我在那里每一分钟对我来说都是值得的。
Today, there's a small school there that has served over 1,200 students who are now pastoring and helping in churches today because we were obedient to him.
今天在那边有一所学校已经装备了大概200多个工人，他们现在在各地建立教导神的教会，就是因为那个时候我们顺服了神的呼召。
Now, let me share one final thing about blessing.
让我来跟大家分享最后一个关于神的祝福。
God blesses me.
神祝福了我。
I look to bless others.
我就寻求看我可以祝福谁。
When I bless others, I am blessed again.
当我去祝福别人的时候，神就再一次来祝福我。
Can I say it again? God blesses me.
神祝福我。
I use those blessings with His help to try to be a blessing to others.
靠着神来去将这些祝福分享给别人。
And when I use my gift to serve God, I am blessed by the results that He alone can bring.
当我使用神的恩赐去祝福别人的时候，神就再一次把只有他能给的祝福倾倒在我生命里。
So what's in your backpack, huh?
所以你的书包里有些什么？
What gifts has God given you?
神给你什么样的恩赐?
I know one thing for sure, the Holy Spirit abides in your life and His power is in you.
我知道有一项恩赐我们都有，就是圣灵的大能，圣灵的恩赐在我们里面。
And God wants to use you to make a difference in your neighborhood.
神想要使用你在你的社区。
At work and in your home.
在你的家庭。
And in a needy world who so desperately needs Christ.
还有在这个迫切需要福音的破碎的世界。
What I offer you, Jesus, I give in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you bless it.
是要奉着耶稣基督的名和圣灵的大能。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
What an honor and a joy it is to be a part of your family.
主耶稣，谢谢你使我们成为你家的一部分。
What a blessing it is to know that God, through His Holy Spirit, lives within us.
谢谢你将你的圣灵安放在我们的里面。
And a blessing to know that we have the power and the strength of God abiding within us.
知道说神的力量和神的大能都住在我们的里面。
Help us to be good stewards of that blessing and use it by Your grace.To be a blessing to others.
帮助我们顺服你并且能够完全的降服于你，能够以至于使我们成为身边人的祝福。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.